ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Toliau mes skaitome Mahabharatą, verstą Krishna Dharmos Prabhu. Pirmą dalį, 7 skyrių. Skyrius vadinasi Pandavai išsiunčiami iš Hastinapuros. 2009 metais spalio 3 diena. During the weeks that followed, Duryodhana and his brothers slowly began to win over the people. They distributed wealth and honors liberally and provided the citizens with all kinds of amenities and pleasures. At the same time, Dhritarashtra's ministers spoke continuously in the court about Varanavata, as they had been instructed by the king. The Pandavas heard them describe the city's attractions. The festivals of Pashupata is starting soon. The procession has no equal anywhere in the world. The decoration, gems, jewels, and entertainments delight the hearts. Tai va, čia reiškia buvo pramogų sostinė pasaulinė. Varanavata. Politika. Visur politika. Galima papirkti reiškia visuomenę. Miestiečius galima papirkti. Čia parašyta, kaip dalinant turtą ir pagarbą. Taip pat suteikiant jiems įvairiausias pramogas, pasilinksminimus. The young princes were attracted when Dhritarashtra saw that their curiosity had been aroused. He said, I've been hearing a lot about Varanavata of late. It occurred to me that you boys would derive much pleasure from visiting the city. That city. Why not make a state visit, bestow charity on the people, and take your leisure? After enjoying yourselves there, you may return here whenever you please. Yudhishthira, however, was intelligent. He understood that this was a simple ploy to remove them from the city. Why did the king not ask his own sons to go to Varanavata? Yudhishthira had seen the unusual kindness that Duryodhana had been displaying toward the people lately, and he knew that he was hatching a plot. But he felt helpless. He decided it would be better to do as the king suggested for the time being. Their position was not strong. The Pandavas had few friends and supporters, and the king's sons were constantly inclined to harm them in any way they could. Perhaps a time away from Hastinapura would help. Bet Yudhishthira buvo labai protingas, išmintingas. Protas taip emocijos ir norai, o išmintis yra intelektas, buvo labai intelektualus Yudhishthira. Jis suprato, kam reikalas, nes natūralu, juk Dhritarashtra galėjo savo sūnums siūlyti. Ateina festivaliai į Varanavatas. Festivalių laikas galėjo siūlyti Duryodhanai su savo sūnum, bet jis to nesiūlė, plus Duryodhana. Ne. Reiškia, tenkino miestiečius. A date was set for the Pandavas' departure. Duryodhana was overjoyed that the Pandavas had agreed to go, and immediately began to make plans. He summoned his confidential counselor, Porochana. Taking him by the hand, the prince said, This world and all its wealth is as much yours as it's mine. You should act so it will be protected. You are my most trustworthy supporter. I am completely dependent on you. Listen, as I tell you what must be done, and done secretly, don't repeat to anyone what I shall now say to you. Duryodhana asked Purochana to go at once to Varanavata. Using skilled and trusted artisans, he should construct a spacious mansion for the Pandavas. It should be elegant and full of rich furnishings, but it should be made entirely of flammable materials. Mix ghee and oil with earth and a large quantity of lacquer. Plaster the walls with it and then paint over it carefully. Then scent the house so no one will suspect anything. The prince also instructed Purochana to leave pots of ghee and oil in the house. He wanted to ensure that the building would burn to ashes within minutes. Duryodhana then revealed to Purochana the whole plan he had made with Shakuni. Purochana should meet the Pandavas as soon as they arrived in Varanavata. He should then show them to their quarters. He should be sure they knew that the house had been built for them on the king's orders. Purochana should live with them to help allay their suspicions. Then, when they were least suspecting it, Purochana should set fire to the house while they were asleep. Nu va, paprastas planas. Bet aišku, nepaprastas, nes pastatyti pilį, kol Pandavai nukeliaus į Varanavą, to nėra taip paprasta ir ją reikėjo pastatyti iš degančių medžiagų. Iškai jokių sentimentų, kada reikia priimti, iš kada šlovė gundo, nebelieka jokio sentimento net savo pusbroliam. Pavydas sugriauna bet kokią pagarbą, ką jau kalbėti apie dėkingumą arba meilę. Duryodhana squeezed his minister's hand. Everything depends upon you, Purochana. Know that I shall reward you with unlimited wealth if you do me this favor. Leave immediately, for the Pandavas will be there soon. Nu va, papirkimas. Nužudyk, gausi turto. Amžinas kaip žemė. Purochana promised to do everything he had been asked, reiškia Purochana. Ministras, politikai, jau tada buvo paperkami. Gathering a number of his men, he left immediately for Varanavata on a swift chariot drawn by asses. They began work on the house the moment they arrived. On the day of their departure, the Pandavas went before their elders and bowed down in respect. They touched Bhishma and Dhritarashtra's feet and embraced their equals with love. Manai vis tiek Pandavai laikėsi pagarbos etiketo. Nesvarbu, kad Dhritarashtra leido savo sunums juos žeminti, vis tiek prisilietė prie jo pėdų. Taking leave of the ladies, they walked respectfully around them with folded palms. Apėjo aplink vyresnės moteris. Then they mounted their fine golden chariots. The citizens crowded around them as they made preparations to leave, then followed the chariots as they slowly made their way out of the city. The young princes felt sorrow at leaving their homes and loved ones. Seeing their grief, some of the people spoke out. Oh, one Brahmin said, King Dhritarashtra doesn't have equal vision. He favors his sons over these virtuous princes. Pandu's sons will never commit any sin. They are blameless and pure and don't deserve to be sent away. Some of the people censured Bhishma for allowing it to happen, while others condemned the blind king and his son. Many of them declared that they would go with the Pandavas to Varanavata rather than remain with the cruel-minded monarch. Iškai žmonės, tai buvo labai ištikimi, labai geri santykiai buvo su žmonėm. But Yudhishthira checked them. The king is our father, our preceptor, and our superior. He is always worthy of our worship and should be obeyed without question. This is the eternal injunction of scripture, and we should abide by it with a peaceful mind. Peaceful mind. Gerbti tą, kuris tavęs negerbė, reikia dar su ramiu protu. No? Yudhishthira buvo intelektu rėmėsi. Nesvarbu, koks jis būtų, jis yra tėvas, imperatorius, mes turim gerbti. When the time came, he said they could render his brothers and him service in another way. The citizens then circumambulated the chariots and departed, tears floating their eyes. Nuo kada pas mus, kai iškrenta prezidentas arba kokie ministrai iš šalies, kas nors verkia arba apeina aplink lėktuvą. Niekas. When the Pandavas reached the edge of the city, Vidura met them. Vidura had learned of Duryodhana's scheme through his palace spies. Tai buvo šnipai, buvo centrinė žvalgyba. He wanted to warn Yudhishthira without anyone else understanding his message. Going before the prince, who was still in the people's midst, he spoke to him in the language of the Mlecha tribe's people. Speaking cryptically, Vidura said, "One who knows there are sharp weapons capable of cutting the body, although not made of metal, is not injured by them." He survives who understands that the consumer of wood and straw doesn't reach the dwellers at a hole in the forest. Always stay alert. One who keeps his senses under control can never be overcome by any enemy. Vidura spoke for some minutes, and Yudhishthira, who was versed in many languages, understood his meaning, although the message was not understandable by others. When Vidura finished, Yudhishthira replied, "I understand." Vidura smiled, then walked respectfully around the princes. Bidding them farewell, he left for his own house. On the road to Varanavata, contested Yudhishthira what Vidura had said. Yudhishthira replied that Vidura had told him that their house in Varanavata would be burned down. He had also told the prince that the means of escape would be revealed to him. The learned Vidura then said that he who is self-controlled wins the sovereignty of the earth. Mm-hmm. Tas, kuris yra savęs kontroliavęs, laimi visą žemę. O tiesa. When the citizens of Varanavata heard that the famous Pandava brothers were approaching their city, they came out in the thousands to greet the princes. Čia panašiai kaip Holiudo žvaigždės atvažiuoja kur nors. The people saw Yudhishthira. Ta prasme, grįžiai atvažiuoja Holiudo žvaigždės, tai kvaila minė eina pasitikti jų už jų nuodėmes. O čia atvažiuoja kvalifikuoti asmenys ir kvalifikuoti žmonės eina jau pasitikti. The people saw Yudhishthira leading his brothers like Indra leading the celestials. They worshipped and welcomed the princes and led them into their city to the accompaniment of trumpets, drums and conch shells. Cheers filled the air as the brothers proceeded slowly along the road. Reaching the city's main concourse, they got down from their chariots and went first to meet the Brahmins. Then they met with the city officials, then the warriors, the tradespeople, and finally the workers and servant class. Reiškia, susis su brahmanais, su kšatrijais, su vaišiais ir su šudrams. After the greetings were over, but the Pandavas were received as guests of one of the city's chief officials. Remembering Vidura's warning and unsure of what to expect, they remained there for 10 days. Then Parochana told them that their own residence was ready. He personally led the princess and Kunti to the house he had named the Blessed Dwelling. Šerpa Kunti irgi keliavo su savo vaikais. As they entered the house, Yudhishthira said quietly to Bhima, "From the odors I detect here, it is evident that this house has been made of lac and other materials soaked in ghee and oil. Without doubt, Puranchana intends to burn us to death in this place. It is just as Vidura told me, Duryodhana has obviously entrusted Purochana with the job of killing us. Bhima replied, then why should we live in this death trap? Let us return to where we have already been staying. Yudhishthira didn't think Bhima's idea to be a wise one. If we let Purochana realize we suspect him, then he may try anything in order to kill us. Obviously, he is without scruples and is determined to do the will of the ruthless Duryodhana. We shouldn't give him any indication that we are aware of his wicked intentions. Yudhishthira iš tikrųjų buvo išmintingiausias iš visų. Vietoj to, kad eit kitur, reiškia, bus sugalvotas planas kitoks, tai jau geriau palikti šitą ir sudeginti jų tą planą. When Purochana left, the brothers spoke openly together. Then Purochana left. Brothers spoke openly together. Yudhishthira said they should dig a tunnel under the house in order to escape when the time came. That was what Vidura had instructed. Bhima and Arjun wondered why they should live in fear of Duryodhana. Why not challenge him outright? Bhima was especially angry, remembering the times when Duryodhana had tried to poison him. He slapped his bishops and said menacingly, just order me, dear brother, and I shall immediately crush the Kauravas with my bare hands. Iškis tiek tarp brolių buvo irgi labai pagarbus etiketas, Yudhishthira buvo vyriausias ir Bhima klausėsi. Bhima buvo vajus sūnus. Ir jisai buvo tikrai ne pirmas Kuntis sūnus. Neatsimenu kelintas, bet ne pirmas. Yudhishthira buvo pirmasis. Now Yudhishthira said, their position was in no way equal to that of their cousins. They are 100 and we are 5. They have rank, power, friends, allies and wealth. Dhritarashtra will never abandon his sons, and Bhishma and Drona will always stand by the king. We cannot challenge the Kurus directly. Jeigu taip ir pas mus, reiškia, spontaniškai mes kažką norim padaryti. Oi, kažką eisiu. Oi, žiūrėsiu filmą. Oi, valgysiu saldominus nakčiai. Oi, džiapas mažiau kartuosiu, dar kažkas spontaniškai. Ir jis laik intelektas turi protą sustabdyti, taip ir čia Yudhishthira sustabdo Bhishma. Užėjo emocijos Bhimai. Bhima norėjo iš karto sudraskyti gavalus tą Duryodhana. Kas ir bus ateityje, Bhima susikaus su Duryodhana, man atrodo. Klubais. Vėzdais. Jo. Yudhishthira iškart sustabdė. Visur pagalvoti reik prieš priimant sprendimą visą laiką. The twins suggested that they immediately fly from Varanavata. Yudhishthira again disagreed. Once he knows we are running in fear, Duryodhana will use spies and agents to find us and kill us by any devious means. Yudhishthira decided that their best hope lay in living in the log house, seemingly unaware of the danger. Remaining constantly alert, they should prepare an escape tunnel under the house. They should also spend their days hunting in the woods and looking for a route that would take them away from the city. When Purochana set light to the house, they could escape without anyone knowing. Duryodhana would think them dead and wouldn't then pursue them. Reiškia, pats išmintingiausias planas, kad padaryti taip, kad jam atrodytų, kad išdegė planas. His brothers agreed. They then searched the house for a place to dig the tunnel. As they were looking, a man came to the house and introduced himself as a friend of Vidura. He told Yudhishthira that he was a skilled miner and had been sent there by Vidura, who had informed him that on a new moon night, Purochana planned to set light to the door of their house. Yudhishthira looked at the man carefully. Was this yet another of Duryodhana's deceits? Nu jo, galima buvo pagalvoti, kad Duryon. The miner reassured him by mentioning the incident when Vidura had spoken to him in the Mlecha dialect. Yudhishthira then welcomed him warmly and replied, "We are ever protected by the virtuous Vidura. It is our good fortune that you have come here. The wicked and sinful Duryodhana has had this house constructed from all sorts of flammable materials. In command of wealth and allies, he pursues us relentlessly."
While
Vidura juk buvo brolis Duryodhana, to Dhritarashtras, šito, laukit, jo, jis buvo Pandu brolis, berods, bet nebegaliu atsiminti. Jo, jis buvo Duryodhanas brolis, atsiprašau, jo, jis buvo Duryodhanas brolis, kad ir jisai buvo Vyasadevo sūnus, Vyasadeva, kai pradėjo Ambikoje ir Ambalikoje vaiką, reiškia Ambika. Jo, Ambika pasiuntė savo tarnaitę Šūdrą ir Vyasadeva Šūdrai davė vaiką, kadangi ta tarnaitė labai gražiai priėmė Vyasadevą, jis apdovanojo puikių vaikų. Ambika pirmą užsimerkė. Kadangi jis užsimerkė, Vyasadeva pradėjo aklą vaiką. Vidura yra Dhritarashtras brolis. Gimė Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra gimė. Jo, Dhritarashtra gimė. Po to Ambalika, jinai išbliško, kai pamatė Vyasadevą, liečiantis prie jos, gimė kas? Gimė Pandu išbliškis. Ir po to vėl buvo siunčiamas Vyasadeva pas Ambiką ir jis pasiuntė savo tarnaitę. Ir čia gimė Vidura. Buvo trys broliai, Vidura, Dhritarashtra ir Pandu. Pandu buvo miręs. Vidura buvo ir Dhritarashtra buvo dėdės 5 sūnų Pandavų. Ir faktiškai Vidura jautė kaip savo sūnums meilę Pandavams, kaip savo sūnums. As the miner worked, the Pandavas spent their days wandering in the surrounding woods. They soon ascertained a route leading away from Varanavata through the forest. While living in the house, the brothers gave to Puronshana the appearance of being peaceful and happy so as not to arouse his suspicions. But at night they slept with their arms at the ready, one of them always remaining alert in case Puronshana made an unexpected move. No one but the miner knew of their plans. A full year passed in this way. Oho! Kaip galėjo visi metai praeiti? Puronshana was satisfied, thinking the Pandavas was unaware of his intentions. When Yudhishthira saw that the minister suspected nothing and trusted them completely, he said to his brothers, "Let us preempt Puronshana before he can enact his plans. I think we should ourselves set light to the house and make our escape." The tunnel was complete. Yudhishthira considered that their best hope lay in deceiving Duryodhana into thinking his plan had succeeded. That would allow the brothers to escape without being pursued. They would then have time to consider the next move. After discussing all the angles, the brothers decided that they would set fire to the house the next night. Iškia pastoviai bėgime, pastoviai bėgime, pastoviai įtampoje. Krišnos baktai čia buvo. Kodėl mes galvom, kad jeigu mes Krišnos baktai, mes nesulauksim jokio atkirčio arba agresijos iš ne Dievo baktų. The following day a festival was being celebrated in Varanavata. Kunti distributed food and wealth to the Brahmins, and many poor people came to the Pandavas mansion to bend charity. By the arrangement of Providence, a Nishada tribeswoman also arrived with her 5 sons. The servants Kunti he had placed in charge of distributing the food, sat the woman and her sons down. The servants Kunti had placed in charge of distributing the food sat the woman and her sons down, then brought them food and a large quantity of wine. Gradually they became drunk and fell asleep where they had been eating. The servants, unable to rouse them, decided to leave them there for the night. Although the Pandavas were unaware of this, Pandavai norėjo patys padegti namą ir išsprūkti, bet taip gavosi, kad va, laukinės genties moteris savo 5 vaikais atėjo ir buvo pagirdita vynu. Nežinau, kodėl vynu. Gal dėl to, kad jie, tai buvo jų natūralus maistas tų genčių žmonių. Outside, as night fell, a storm blew up. The Pandavas sat together in their room waiting until they were sure that Purochana, who occupied the room by the door of the house, was asleep. Yudhishthira then instructed Bhima to set the house on fire. Iškia Pandavai norėjo patys padegti namą ir būtų Purochana sudegęs. Purochana buvo galima sudeginti, nes Vedas sako, kad agresorius reikia galima baus mirtim. Bhima then took a torch and lit the door and several other places. As his brothers and Kunti made their way along the tunnel, he followed them quickly, and in moments the whole house was ablaze. Hearing the roar of the fire, the citizens of Varanavata all came out and saw the horrid blazing mansion. They were aware of the rivalry between Duryodhana and the Pandavas, and they immediately guessed what had happened. "This is undoubtedly Duryodhana's doing," they said. "He has employed his evil minister to destroy the innocent and unsuspecting sons of Pandu. Fire upon that wicked man whose understanding is so crooked." Vis tiek žinios sklisdavo aplink Hastinaparą ir žmonės Varanavo tai žinojo šitos dalykus. The bewailing people of the city surrounded the burning mansion and remained through the night. When morning came, they threw water onto the embers and searched the burnt out ruins. They found the remains of Purochana and also of the Nishada woman and her sons. Concluding that the Pandavas were dead, they lamented loudly, censuring Duryodhana and his father. Some of them even condemned Bhishma, Drona and the other Kuru elders for allowing such a terrible thing to happen. The miner who was present among the citizens ensured that the searchers didn't find the tunnel. Thus, no one in Varanavata even guessed that the Pandavas were alive and that they were at that time making their way through the forest. The city leaders then sent messengers to Hastinapura with the news of the Pandavas' death. When Dhritarashtra heard the messengers from Varanavata, he cried out in grief. "Alas, my brother Pandu has died again today because his heroic sons and their illustrious mother have been killed. What a cruel destiny! How can I face life without my gentle nephews?" Dhritarashtra then ordered that the royal Brahmins go immediately to Varanavata to perform the funeral rites for Kunti and her sons. Along with Bhishma, Drona, Kripa and the other elders, the king went to the Ganges to offer sacred water to the departed souls. As they stood in the river, they cried out, "O Yudhishthira, O Bhima, O Arjun." Others called out the names of Kunti and the twins. Thousands of grieving citizens came out of Hastinapura to offer oblations. Sounds of wailing and sorrow filled the air. Bhishma was particularly afflicted as he remembered the young princess who had always been like sons to him. Only Vidura didn't lament as he knew the truth, but still he didn't speak out and it to anyone. He knew he couldn't risk telling even Bhishma, who was always loyal to the king and Hastinapura. Nu, įsivaizduokim, nu čia tragedija po tragedijos, ir įsivaizduokim, tai yra imperija, tai yra imperatoriaus karalystė. Ir tokie dalykai vyksta, ir sunku net pagalvot, kaip būtų gražu, jeigu pastatytų profesionalai filmą, daug filmų, toks kaip Holivudas, pastatytų Mahabharata su visais efektais. Niekas nestato, kodėl, dėl to, kad Mahabharatos centre bus Krishna ir Pandavai dorybingiai. Niekam neįdomu. Visus skatinu, kas turi gebėjimų statyti filmus, pastatykit Mahabharatą. Arba galima statyti spektaklius ir taip toliau. Reikia, kitą dieną mes pratęsime toliau. Hare Krishna.